This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Josh writes about knowing an executive headhunter. This is a person who tries to recruit people to leave the company where they're at now, presently serving, to go to work for another company. And I guess this guy that he talked to was quite successful at what he did. He was good at recruiting people to go to other companies. He had a whole style that he would try to disarm the person. He would try to get this man or woman to relax. He said, if I was wearing a suit, I would take off my coat and tie and put my feet up on at my desk. I would perhaps offer them a drink, different things to relax them. And then he said, I would disarm them with pleasant, light conversation. And then right in the middle of the conversation, I would always ask these executives the same question. What's your purpose in life? And he said that usually provokes some deep discussion that provokes some discomfort where they were, dissatisfaction where they were, and led to their being open to going to another company. But he told Josh McDowell about an incident that he wasn't prepared for. He met with this young executive who was quite successful in his career, trying to recruit him for another company, went through the whole litany of what he did, took off his coat, his jacket, and his tie, and just tried to relax. They were talking about football, and he sits up and says, what's your purpose in life? And here's what the young executive said: to go to heaven and to take as many people with me as possible. To go to heaven and to take as many people with me as possible. I want to suggest to you what happened to that man was that his eyes were opened to a spiritual reality that man that was interviewing him didn't have. This man saw things in life that perhaps he didn't see 5 years earlier or 10 years ago. Part of coming to Christ, listen very carefully, is having your eyes open to what really matters to see. Some of you can testify to the fact that before you came to Christ, you were blind. Physically? No. 20/20 vision, perhaps, physically. But you were blind to spiritual realities. You were blind to sin in your own life. You were blind to the misery of other people. You were blind to the way people were feeling around you. But when you came to Christ, the light of Christ that came into your world also brought sight to your eyes, and you received your sight, and you were able to see things that you never saw before. I know I've told it before, but it always touches me every time I think about it. My dad came to Christ as an adult. I still remember him telling me many, many years ago, he said, when I became a Christian, he said, I looked at you two children differently, my sister and myself, the two oldest. He said, I looked at our house differently. I looked at the car differently. He obviously looked at his job differently because he gave his job up as a sales manager of a company in Chicago to go prepare for ministry. His eyes were open to a new reality. And today we're going to talk about how Jesus, in healing a blind man, gave him new sight. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him a question, I might say parenthetically, that may sound strange or even stupid to some people. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.